the summary of about humility can be found on this verse, Luke 14:11. We can all turn to that. Book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 11. You probably all know this verse by heart anyway. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humble, and he who humble himself shall be exalted. So basically, anyone who lifts himself up will be brought down, and anyone who brought down himself will be lifted up. We know that in SP, you may remember, we had a sermon series on humility in the past. But for the benefits of the newer people or those listening online, let me be more clear what being humble or humility means. So quoting from C.S. Lewis, a Peace Arms favorite, being humble or humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. It's not being outwardly humble while secretly keeping pride harbor inside. And it's not being weak or low self-esteem. A humble person is not arrogant, but respectful of others and of self. And being humble is more about how you treat others than how you think about yourself. So it's about service to others than focusing on your own personal ambition. I'm sure it's not only true in the Bible days, but if we look at our lives and news these days, we see a lot of truth in this verse, Luke 14:11. In fact, we probably have many experiences that if we don't humble ourselves, often our circumstances or failure would humble us eventually. So in Proverbs 16:18, it reads, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. The first tells us that there is safety in humility. As pride comes before a fall, the humbles are less likely to fall. Or even if they fall, they don't have as far to fall. And James chapter 4, verse 6 tells us that God opposes to the proud but gives grace to the humble. Do you need more reason than this to humble yourself? Surely you don't want God to oppose you, but you want all the grace you can get every day. Lastly, just about why to humble ourselves is Jesus is our humble King. He's our role model, and we are called to be like Him. So yes, let us humble ourselves. Actually, as the most of the message about, we know that humble yourself is such a good thing. How do we do it? How do we do it? First thing I would say is pray. Pray. Why pray? Pray shows that you are not relying on your own. You're not relying on yourself, but on God. And also when we pray, we can ask for a gentle, humble heart to be like Jesus. And also when we pray, we can ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the ways which pride gets in the way of our relationship with people and with God. And biblically, if we look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, it tells us how to pray and look at how great God is. And then the bottom few verse talks about how dependent we are to God, which is a sign of humility. So that's the beginning. What does humble yourself practically look like? I've looked in the internet and found a few ideas, so it's not my own. When I read it, that was quite interesting. First, it's about asking questions and listening to people's answer, not giving your own answer, so you actually value other people's opinion. Well, this is a worldly view. I'll talk about the more Christian view later on. Secondly, when we humble ourselves, we also actually are more ready to accept setback, because we know that we are not in charge, but God's in charge. Also, practically speaking, the third point would be ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness is a sign of humble yourself, because it means that you acknowledge you have done wrong to others and you are willing to be the person who go and mend the relationship. So as a Christian, I've looked up a field of the good practice for how to humble yourself, some of it from Billy Graham, from our late Billy Graham. Yes, so routinely, I think this is like actually point 4 or 5. Routinely, confess your sins to God. So if we look at the parable of Pharisee and tax collector, Luke 18, we know that all of us sins and fall short of glory of God. So, however, very few of us, me included, routinely practice this rigorous self-examination and honesty of asking God for forgiveness and confess to God. So even if we do it weekly or daily, it actually helps us to check our hearts and behavior. And it is a very essential practice of humility. Next point, acknowledge your sin to others. So that's James 3, verse 2, or James 5, verse 16. Being humble before God is not complete unless we also have humility before men. A true test of our willingness to humble ourselves is a willingness to share with others the weaknesses we confess to God. But of course, you know that with your own judgment and wisdom, who you could trust and who would help to build you up rather than share it with everyone. Another point would be honor the authority, the good authority as well as the bad. So 1 Peter 2:18. A culture doesn't value submission, but rather it promotes individualism. So how purposefully or actively do you work on submission to those whom God has placed as authority in your life? Doing so is a good way to humble yourself. This point is, the next point, I think is at point 9 now, is also related to earlier points about asking question, listening. So here, ask for feedback and receive correction from others graciously. That's Proverbs 10:17 and Proverbs 12:1. Simply say, thank you for those caring enough to share with you their thoughts, and say, or receiving corrections, and just confirm to say, I'll pray about it and get back to them. I mean, even if someone you don't like that give you corrections, then if you could be humble and just pray about if there's any truth in what they say, God could reveal to you about this as well. Another point, choose to serve others. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, and a few other verses as well. When we serve others, we are serving God's purpose in their lives. Doing so, we use our focus on ourselves and build the kingdom of God. So serving another doesn't cost you anything. Also think about how it means. Are you really like a serving? Is your attitude to servanthood or servant heart is really there? Okay, I got a little bit of time, so okay, I can go on. One other point would be quick to forgive. So Matthew 18, verse 21 to 35. Forgiveness is possibly one of the greatest acts of humility we can do. To forgive is to acknowledge a wrong that has been done on us, and also to further release our rights of repayment for the wrong. In a way, forgiveness is denial of self. Forgiveness is not insisting our way and our justice. Another point on humble ourselves, I think point 13 now. Cultivate a heart, a grateful heart. So it's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The more we develop an attitude of gratitude for the gift of salvation and the life has been given to us, the more true our perspective of self and grateful heart is a humble heart. Point 14. This is actually quite good. It's almost like an anti-gossip. The purpose to speak, well, purposefully to speak well of others, Ephesians 4:31 to 32. Saying negative things about others is actually putting them down and putting us up. Speaking well of others edifies them and builds them up. But of course, we need to be conscious that what we say are not flattery, but true and meaningful. Point 15. Take the wrong done to you with patience. Wow, this is hard. 1 Peter 3:8 to 17. When something is unjust, we want to react and make it right immediately. Well, that's, I think that could be self-righteousness or just being just, right? But however, patiently responding to the unjust accusations and actions of others can demonstrate our strength of godly character and provides opportunity to put on humility and allow God to work. Maybe this would be the last point, actually. Purposefully associate with people of lower state than you. I know it might sound funny when we look, we wouldn't say people of lower state than you, but just bear with me. Jesus was divided by the Pharisees for socializing with the poor and those of lowly state. Our culture is very status conscious, and people naturally want to socialize upward. Resist the temptation of being partial to those with status or wealth. So now I've given you a long list of how to humble yourself. You can actually find more, but we don't have time for that. But having known this list of how to humble yourself, but if you're not really humble, doing all these things might just seem to be pretending, right? If that's on your mind, let me share with you what I found out about what C.S. Lewis have said about pretending. C.S. Lewis says that we come to share in the life of Christ through good pretending. Good pretending. So according to Lewis, there are at least two kinds of pretending. One kind is what we normally call hypocrisy. It's when our pretense is a substitute for reality. The other kind, the good kind, is seen in children's game. When they play, children often pretend to be grown up. In this case, the pretense leads up to the real thing. They are pretending their way into reality. The same is true when we act friendlier than we feel and find ourselves becoming friendlier. So this is Lewis' ways of describing the Christian life. We pretend to be like Jesus so that we become like him in practice. We put on Christ and find that we become like him. We dress up as Jesus and begin to resemble him. Lewis say that this kind of good pretending is the whole of Christianity. Let's invite a worship leader to come on stage to play some music before we sing a song together. And also, let's take a moment to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us clearly. Let's bow our head and just listen to the Holy Spirit. We know that humble ourselves is a good and far better than circumstances or God humbling us. So may I ask you, is there any area God is speaking to you over this short EMP? Do you not see God as God, that you take matters into your own hands? Instead of humbling yourself and rely on him and let him carry your burden, is there an authority figure you don't honor and God is prompting you to submit to, and as you humble yourself at the right timing, God would lift you up? Are there people God is bringing to your mind that you should humble yourself to serve them and support them? Is there someone you hold unforgiveness and Holy Spirit is leading you to forgive the person? Yes, let's take a moment of silence and listen to him clearly. And just let the worship music to play for maybe a minute or something.
To live, but mercy my heart now to see the day and its trouble shall come. I know that your strength is enough. The scandal of grace, you died in my place, oh, my soul.
Before we move on to a corporate prayer, just close this in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for revealing your love for us, that you want us to be well with you and others by humbling ourselves. Lord, please give us the grace to recognize the pride that's hiding inside us, and the heart to humble ourselves so that we and others around us will be blessed. Please change us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's pray for those who are suffering from cancer as well as going through chemo and radiation therapy, that God comes in the midst of their sufferings and that they experience God. We lift up those who are suffering from illness as well as in need of knowing Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. Let us pray for those suffering from other infirmities in our community. Let us pray for those who's looking for work. Actually, praise report for Ernie. Ernie just signed his contract on Saturday and is starting working today, so we have one less to pray for. Just give thanks to God and also pray that start to work well with relationship with colleagues, boss, and everyone, as well as lift up those who are still looking, that God is answering their prayer. God will meet them where they are and provide all their needs. Let's turn to our mission focus on China. Lift up Pi Han Su for God's work in Beijing, as well as our new church plant, Ricky, that he's really preparing. He's got a little bit less than 2 months, actually not even 2 months, like 7 weeks before he leaves Hong Kong. Lifts up the Chong's family, as well as Matt and Nate's parents, and all the churches in the mainland. Pray for the board, Pisam, Sanjo, Max, Jackie, Connie, Kent, Marcus, Sue, and Monica, that God will cover them and that they continue to be in a great relationship with God. Let's pray for the fellowship ministry. We lift up P. Kenny for young adults, as well as Yahweh Eats and other activities and initiatives that the young adult group is going to take on. We also pray for the men's ministry for Monday morning prayers, our PD and Conquer series, as well as men's fraternity as well. We lift up women's ministry this weekend. Also, this coming Saturday, they are having more lit events as well as their ongoing women's discipleship. Let us continue to lift up SP 2.0, our new building, and its resources. Pray for the God to speak to the benefactor that will come at his timing, and also pray that God continues to grow the vision fund that will bless the church and our future generations. Of course, don't forget to pray for the third floor renovation for the children ministry, that it will be a safe place and a spirit-filled place for the children to worship there. Let's lift up house churches: Blue Pool, Cimbria, Causeway Bay, East Ender, Island, Lido, Lime Rock, New Conduit, and TST, that God will move in the house churches as we talk about the joy of obedience and the faithfulness that God will bring people to mind, as He has touched so many, that the Great Commissions will move on in our everyday life, not just Sunday when we are at church. We all followers of Jesus full time. Let's lift that up for the house churches tonight. We continue to pray for the upcoming events, the parent seminar on the 8th and 9th of June, as well as SP annual retreat. Pray for the speaker. Pray for God to draw the right people to the parenting seminar, so that many families and the little ones will be able to just bring up the children as God intended, with His wisdom and in His way. And yes, lift up the speaker of SP retreat to R.T. Kendall and Bobby Connor, and pray for our heart to receive, all those who's attending, the heart to receive. Yeah, Lord God, we thank You so much for another opportunity to worship You, to listen to Your word, to see how we become more like You. And Lord God, we just ask You to release Your blessings, Your ways into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to pray in your own time, and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.